All right, talking with Allison Daniels. How's everything going, Allison?
I'm going well, thank you. And you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. I mean, in a little bit, we're going to play your brand new song, We Don't Know. So very excited for people to hear that.
Yeah, we both know. Yeah, it's going to be cool.
So what exactly led to you pursuing a career in music rather than it maybe just being a hobby?
Music is really more than a hobby. It's really in my blood. And it's very difficult for me to not listen to music like every day of my life. Music is just a therapy for me. It's a way to speak. And it has always been like that since I remember. And yeah, it's really a way to express myself. Music is my therapy. So, and I am more than happy to do that as a job. And because I really love music. And yeah, it's more than just a hobby for me.
Oh, that's good to hear. More recently, we've seen a lot of talent come out of Quebec, start to break through. Matt Lang's probably the biggest example. Five Roses, Brittany Kennel, Lydia Sutherland. Quebec isn't exactly, to the rest of us, thought of as a place of country music per se. So what got you in performing country music?
So I've been singing country music since I was like 12 years old, around that. And it's funny because nobody in my family listened to country music. And neither my friends at that time. It was a little bit cheesy country in Quebec, yeah. And growing up with YouTube, you know, I've been growing up with internet and YouTube more specifically, and it was pretty easy for me to find different kind of music. So it was really through the internet that I discovered this style, and I just hooked on it. And like growing up with some artists that really influenced me, like Carrie Underwood, Chris Stapleton, Brother Osborne, some artists like that really influenced me, that just keep me on that style, if I can say it like that. So I don't know, it's still a mystery for me to why I like country music so much. It just felt very natural for me to that style of music. When I sing it, it's really like natural, and it's really fun for me to sing that style. The lyrics too, I really like the lyrics in country, so it was very natural for me, that style. For me, that's why, but I think we all have different stories for different artists.
So is there a lot of country music more and more are you finding going on in Quebec, like Quebec City or Quebec as the province itself?
I think Quebec in the province itself, it's really the country is getting more and more attention. It's getting more popular. Like Luke Combs on the Plaine d'Abraham last year, it was very huge with a lot of young people. And so I think it's getting more and more popular here in Quebec, more than I was a teenager.
So French is your native tongue. And as aforementioned, Matt Lang, he's a fellow Francophone singer who's doing English language country music. How have you found trying to navigate any language barriers?
So I took a lot of classes in English, but for me, I like to say it's I have the chance to speak two languages freely, fluently, and I'm getting more and more able to speak English. So as I like to say, it's not sort of barrier for me. It is a plus for my career because I can communicate with more fans.
Well, your English is a lot better than Matt Lang's when I first talked to Matt, so.
Oh, really? Well, thank you. Thanks. I do my best, you know. We all do.
So, I mean, you were recently out in Vancouver. You were doing quite a bit of stuff. And I saw on social media there, you were hanging out with a label mate of yours, Jojo Mason. What was that experience like, getting to meet him?
So, first of all, he's really such a wonderful human, a really warm person. It makes me feel comfortable the first time I met him. So it was last week. And so we did covers. It was very fun. And he's such an incredible, talented artist. He has such an incredible voice. And our voice really fits together. And it's not always the case when you meet two artists, like when you put two artists together, and it's not always the case that the voice will fit together, and it was the case for us. So I mean, it was such a fun time with him, and yeah, it was very cool.
So how would you rate his hugs, because he loves to give hugs?
Oh, yeah, his hugs is, yeah, I mean, I think his hugs just reflect his personality, very warm and comfortable.
So on a scale from 1 to 10, where do his hugs rate?
I would say a 10. An 11. Yeah, 11. Let's say that.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be happy to hear that. So, I mean, you also sure competed too. On a French-Canadian version of The Voice. What was that experience like for you, competing on that kind of a reality competition show?
So for me, it was a very good experience, very great experience. I made it to the quarterfinals, and I had the chance to perform country music throughout the competition to show the public like who I was as an artist and who I was in person too, because of the interviews and all those things between our performances. So yeah, it was a wonderful experience for me. And yeah, I think I would do definitely do another show like that again.
Oh, well, that was my next question, actually, because some people, when they go on those shows, you know, maybe they get disillusioned from the show, or it's not really their type of thing.
Yeah,
so.
I know. But for me, it was a great experience, really. And I was a little bit scared at first when I wanted to do this show, because I heard a lot of negative thing about certain experiences from different artists. But for me, it was a great experience, and I don't have anything to say bad about my own experience, frankly. Yeah.
All right, so we're getting ready to play We Both Know. So how did this song come about for you? What's the backstory for it?
So every song that I write, I like to draw inspiration from my own life or the story of other person too. For example, my friends or family or what I see on a movie, for example. But this one is it's an inspiration from my own relationship. So this is a romantic and nostalgic song. It's really inspired by my own relationship with my boyfriend. So we met at a very young age, my boyfriend and I. And now it's been 10 years, and we didn't really know what it was at first sight, because we were so young, and we didn't know for how long it would last. So it's an inspiration from my own relationship. As my song says, I never felt this way before. I say that in my song. So yeah, this is an inspiration from my own relationship.
So what made you choose this song to be your debut radio single? Because I know you just put out a song, Who, What, Where, When, Why, onto streaming like a week or so ago, and even made a music video for that one. You did do a music video for We Both Know. So what made you choose We Both Know to go to radio over Who, What, When, Where, Why?
Frankly, we simply believe that We Both Know was more radio-friendly song compared to Who, What, Where, When, Why. I think We Both Know is a good start for a new artist like me in the radio world. But I really love both of these songs. Really love both of these songs. We listen to what people say, and we trust our gut instincts too, and we just try to make the right choice. We never know. It's like a guessing game. But you can play Who, What, Where, and Why on your radio if you want to.
So what are the big plans for 2024 for you now?
So I have an entire album ready to go, and I'm looking forward to release it in later this year. Also, I have some shows booked. Nothing I can announce it yet, but there is some shows for sure. And I'm looking forward to connecting with the fans across the country.
Well, that's absolutely great. Now, the song We Both Know, it is absolutely amazing. I got to hear it a little bit in advance there when you did those video calls over Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really great experience to hear. And I'm sure everybody here is going to love it. Thanks for taking the time to talk today, Allison.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Thanks.